don't believe it. I don't bloody believe it. Oh, I've only been here 5 minutes and I'm already breaking things. Stupid. Oh, stupid.
Go away. Just go away. Coming round here, being a blooming nuisance.
Oh, great.
Yeah! And there we have it. Voice pack 100% installed. What do I sound like to you? Do I sound funny? I sound funny to me.
No, not really.
Oh, my dear.
I'm fine.
I'm a good listener.
Oh, I came here to check that everything was all right with you.
It's really no trouble. Why don't you tell me what's happened?
I've just finished a relationship. A bad one. 3 years I've thrown away on a complete loser. I gave him money that my dad left for me to do something with my life. Money that's been wasted on him and his ex-girlfriend.
He was still seeing her.
He took her to Edinburgh.
As I finished recounting my tale, I felt the familiar glow of nostalgia rise up inside, before smiling at my flatmate. She laughed, and in one fell swoop, heartlessly shredded my childhood with words like sharp talons.
Jess, that's not an owl, that's a pigeon.
It was an interesting noise. I had never heard a noise like that before, which is why I knew something was definitely wrong. It was like he'd been bopped over the head and yelping in pain.
Well, actually, I did hear the noise too. And I'd say it sounded more like a cat who'd had his tail trodden on.
But I did hear the noise sooner because it was on my side.
Yes, Gwenda, but I would have heard it more clearly because it was facing in my direction.
Yes, but I did ring the police first, didn't I, Gillian?